DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. That's John spelled J-O-N. DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. John, we have some questions. People want advice from you. The first one involves Lions tickets.
Okay.
Dear John, like everyone, I'm excited for the Lions this season, but the cost to go to games is out of control. Don't get me wrong. I get it. They're good, but it's out of my price range. Anyway, my friend Chris had tickets to the season opener, and he asked me to go. Of course, I jumped at the chance, had my St. Brown jersey ready. Fast forward to game day, and he told me that morning he actually sold the tickets because it was, quote, too good of a deal, and he reassured me we'll go to another game this season.
Mm.
He messed up, right? He could have offered to sell them to me at the very least. Should I bite my tongue because I want to go to a game later in the year?
Well, yeah, I mean, you kind of are in a position to bite your tongue, even though you could be upset. They're not your tickets, and I mean, you don't want to ruin a chance to go later in the season. Who knows if that actually comes up? I mean, if they backed out at the last minute on this one, don't plan on it. But
that's scummy, though.
I would have, you know, hey, I have an offer to sell these tickets. I'm going to sell them. Do you want to buy them? I would have write a first refusal.
And maybe told her before the morning of the game as well, because she's also planning her day around that as well. I don't think she can get that mad at him. They were his tickets, and he has the right to sell them to whoever he wants. But I do think, like
maybe
you said,
she was just hoping this was something more.
Maybe.
A little day at the stadium.
I do think he should have given her a heads up, and maybe she would have said, all right, you know what? I have been thinking about it and saving a little bit. I'd like to buy them. And she could just express to him that, yeah, I'm really bummed. I wish you would have extended the offer to me, but I'm looking forward to next time. Just so he knows that, okay, well, maybe next time I can sell them to her.
Yeah, yeah. I would have liked to have bought those, but
yeah, right.
I understand.
Yeah, if you invite someone to a game the day of to say...
To cancel?
That's bad for them.
And I get when they're going to be the most valuable.
Well, that's...
Surprise, you said, hey, cash in hand. Great value.
2-1 on these seats. People are fighting for them. All right, what's the next one?
The next one is spotting a girl at the gym while my girlfriend was there.
Oh, boy.
Dear John, I'm 20. My girlfriend is 23, and we started dating about 5 months ago. We usually work out together, but she was running late from class, so I started without her. While I was there, I noticed that there was a girl struggling with her squat form. Her knees were bending in unevenly, and her back wasn't straight, so I gave her a tip to avoid injury. She asked me to spot her for a heavy set. Since the gym was literally empty other than us, I agreed, thinking it was just common sense to help somebody lifting heavy. I was standing pretty close to her to make sure she wouldn't get hurt. However, my girlfriend arrived right at that moment and saw us like that. She didn't say anything at the time, but later she was really upset. She told me I looked like I was being too friendly and that helping her with her form and spotting her like that when she wasn't there crossed the line. She also said I shouldn't have been that close to another girl in the gym, especially while joking around. I tried explaining that I was just helping somebody and didn't think it was inappropriate. But she's still mad about it.
All right. Well, so the girlfriend's a little insecure. I mean, it is uncomfortable to correctly spot anyone doing a heavy squat.
Yeah.
Not a great position to be in unless she's hot. I'm guessing she was hot. That's probably why he noticed her squatting to begin with.
It's uncomfortable for the girlfriend because she didn't see any of that buildup, right? She didn't realize, she didn't see how bad this woman's form was. She didn't see what went down before. All she walked in on was him spotting her while she's doing squats. I get that you wouldn't want that.
Of all the things to spot someone, like if it's bench press, it's a little different, right? You're just hovering over and you're helping them up. The squat is so much more intimate compared to all the other ones that you'd be helping with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're talking about
body position, yes.
Bench press can be still a little bit awkward.
Could be, but not as much as a squat. Either way,
I
thought this was...
depends on your view.
I would be uncomfortable by it. If I walked into the gym and saw Colin spotting some female doing a squat, I would be like, oh,
really?
What's going on? Yeah, I mean, bottom line is it would dwindle away and it would be nothing, right? Yeah. But I think right off the bat, I'd be like,
In the moment, it would be. Oh, here's the other part of this. Should you be offering to help people at the gym, or do you just kind of let them lift and mind your business?
Oh, I always help people at the gym.
I think it's okay to help people. I mean, I never have because what am I going to do? I'm not going to be able to spot anybody.
Right.
But I guess I don't know. I think it's okay too, but I don't know if I actually would. Now, if I saw somebody doing something really crazy, like using a like piece of equipment wrong.
Dangerous?
Like,
yeah. Sure.
I don't think I have helped another female. She was having trouble with something afterward and she asked me and I kind of said, oh yeah, actually you needed to do this. And she's like, oh, okay. But I don't know if I would just jump in. I'm pretty much in my own zone though. Usually
maybe,
too.
I mean, if that's the last set, fine. Maybe the next set, if she still needs a spot, you could offer the opportunity for your girlfriend to spot and watch.
This is 100% the beginning. 100% the beginning of a porno scene.
Oh no!
Yeah, if the gym is empty, like if somebody asks for help,
well, that's different. But then you're kind offered.
I still don't see a problem with it.
It is not a problem. It's an insecurity thing.
Yeah, I agree. Yes, move on.
Move on. The next one says, "Wife's gone clubbing."
Oh boy,
dear John, I'm married. I'm in my mid-40s. We've got a great group of friends. But lately, our wives want to go to dance clubs where the majority of people are half our age. I'm the youngest of the husbands in the group. We go along, but we feel uncomfortable. We get weird looks, the occasional comment. It's just awkward. We've had conversations with our wives about being uncomfortable, and all we get is, well, then don't come. The one or two times I've sat out, my wife was cool towards me for several days. She really enjoys going with her friends. I don't want her to stop that, but I understand she feels safer when I'm around. It's hard for me and my buddies because we feel like losers who are too old for the club, despite the fact that we are there with our wives. Is my perspective valid? Do I need to just suck it up?
Well, I don't want to say it's not valid. You feel how you feel, but ignore everybody that's around you. If your wife is having a good time, have a good time with your wife. Have a good time with your group of friends. And if there's a whole bunch of young people that are looking cross-eyed at you, so be it. Who cares? You guys have as much right to be there as anybody else. If you're having a good time, have a good time. Now, if it's a bunch of old people that are taking up slow dancing on the dance floor, now, yeah, don't get in the way.
Now, I took this as he doesn't like going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get it. Okay,
well, then I would say just let your wife go. Why? If she said that, don't come. Don't come.
But then she like ices him out the next day.
Right. I mean,
if she's going clubbing to go dance and he's not dancing and just sitting in a booth with his buddies, why does he need to be there?
And if she's there with friends, it's not like she's there alone, right?
No,
there's some strength in numbers.
Sure, there is. But I mean, okay, conversation earlier today. If she's going to sit there and watch a whole bunch of college football with you or NFL for whatever the sports are, then go along and have a good time. Maybe you're uncomfortable. So what?
When's the last time you went to like a
club?
A club. What's the age cutoff?
What's that?
What's the age cutoff?
The age cutoff? I don't think there's an age cutoff.
Oh, I don't either.
Yeah, I would be fine going to a club.
Now?
Sure.
It might depend on which club you go to. I haven't been club. I don't know if I've ever been clubbing.
Yeah, by the way, I'm a phenomenal dancer.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many drinks in do we need to see that?
I could.
Oh, you're just
dance,
ready.
Drink free, yeah. I like having a good time, especially if I'm having a good time with my wife. If we get a chance to go out, I'm going out to have a good time. And it doesn't have to include drinks to have a good time. I don't think there's an age on that.
I have one more. Dear John, I was grocery store shopping with my wife and we were in a hurry. Went to grab some eggs, and when I grabbed one carton, I bumped another off the shelf and broke an egg. Saw it ooze out and everything. There was an employee two coolers over who probably saw it but didn't say anything. I pretended it didn't happen, put the carton on the shelf, and left. Should I have tried to clean up? Should I have said something? Should I have had to pay for it? Did I do anything wrong?
I don't think you necessarily did anything wrong. I think you can offer, hey, you know, especially if the employee's right there and they're in eyesight, earshot, then you just say, hey, is there a chance you could get me a rag to help clean this up?
Chances are they'd say, I'll just take care of it.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. Yeah, yeah. And then they probably grab it. They take it in the back. And then you don't have to pay for it because it's gone already.
Yep.
I think you definitely notify the employee you saw two coolers down. He's right there. If you don't see an employee, I don't think you have to pay for it. I think it was an accident. Yeah. I think that's a mistake. If you try to carry the carton, you might make a bigger mess because if it's oozing everywhere, you probably set it to the side.
Yeah.
And
they swap out like cracked eggs at the register sometimes anyway. So it's not like if you had a cracked egg and you have to pay for it.
Right.
No.
And I mean, I always open up the carton of eggs anyway, yes, to see if there are any cracked ones. And sometimes there are. So we just set it to the side. And then if I see somebody, I'll just say, hey, the one that's setting off to the side has a cracked egg in it. Might want to remove it. But yeah, offer to clean it up.
Yes. There you go. You want to submit to the Dear John questions? You go to your email. You send it to DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. And we will read some of yours next week. It's 97.1.
You guys, you might be finding yourself, oh no, no, not, that's not it. You're not finding yourself. You're wanting to go to the gym. That's what I want to talk to you about, the YMCA. If you're looking for ways to level up your fitness, you can join the YMCA.
And finding somebody to spot.
With no contract and no joiner fees, and for just $3 a day. I'm loving all the YMCA has to offer, including access to indoor pools, Les Mills group fitness, hundreds of machines, discounts on personal training, which, you know, I'm taking full advantage of right now. And it's all with free child watch while you work out. And you can actually go and you can try the Y for free. Visit any of the 7 Metro Detroit locations and get a free guest pass. Learn more at ymcadetroit.org and find your Y today.
Check it with AJ Hinch coming up at 9:35 this morning. Tigers stay within 3 with a win yesterday. 3 of a playoff spot. Some ticket techs reacting to Dear John on the Lions tickets. That jerk didn't sell them. He met someone hotter to take to the game.
Oh.
It's always a possibility. Might want to upgrade.
Someone else going instead. That's why they weren't offering to sell you the seats. If you don't know the proper form for squats, why would you proceed to do heavy squats?
Well, because, I mean, people do that all the time. Well,
and heavy is, you know, up to interpretation. Yeah, I mean, that's why you have a spotter.
Yeah.
Says, guy gives the girl a tip about her squat form. Was it just the tip? Heyo. John, that one was for you.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Colin helped another woman squat. He can't even reach the bar. That would never happen.
Yeah, so we during the commercial break, we did switch it around. If Heather was doing the squat, Colin walked in watching another man spot correctly.
Right. Your wife.
Wife or girlfriend, partner, whatever.
Sure, whatever it is.
I mean, we're just using Heather as an example.
Yeah.
He wouldn't walk in and be like, all right, continue on. Right, keep spotting her.
You'd be like, I can take it from here.
I got it from here. Thank you for your assistance. I'll take it from here.
And you know it's not going to lead to anything. Just you feel uncomfortable with
it. Sure.
Sure.
Because you trust your partner, but still uncomfortable. Ticket Texter says, sounds like Cookies has never bench pressed in his life. When you spot someone on the bench, your junk is in their face. Roy.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
I played high school football. I've bench pressed. I just think the squat form is more, you're so up in their business. If you're squatting like a, John, you.
Yeah, but yes. So looking appearances. Yes, you are the correct way to spot. You are, I mean, you're
hugged right up against them.
Yeah, they're backing right up to you.
Right.
But from the bench perspective, looking up the and spotting a heavy bench, like your junk's right there. Yeah.
I'm a certified personal trainer. I help when I see an injustice or wrongdoing in the gym. It's a natural response for me. On the ticket text.
Well, yeah. I mean, I owned a gym for a while and I would have to spot a lot of people doing a lot of different things. And you want people to do the right form so they don't get hurt.
Girl in the gym squatting by herself. I usually fast forward through that scene.
Exactly. Yes. Let's get to the plot of the story here.
I feel like Greg set that one up. And the last one, talking about the eggs in the grocery store. You pay for the eggs. They'll throw it away now. You've wasted it.
They throw the whole carton away when one egg breaks?
No.
Even if
it was two or three, you don't throw the whole thing away. That'd be stupid. No. And these grocery stores, by the way, plan for some spoilage and loss. Like they're not hard up for the
accidents do happen.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, no, I've never been in a grocery store where they're like, you know, you broke it, you bought it. No, I mean,
they understand.
Yes, yeah. And eggs do cost more than they did 4 years ago.
Yeah. Well, let's get to Heather's news.
Oh, let's do it. I don't even have my news organizer ready to go because I was so into this. Okay, this is not that shocking, but Taylor Swift.
Squatting or benching?
No. No, just the conversation.
She's just engaging the show, John.
Taylor Swift, she won a whole bunch of awards at last night's VMAs, including Video of the Year, Best Collaboration for Fortnite that was featuring Post Malone. She also won Artist of the Year. The list goes on and on, right? But during an acceptance speech for Video of the Year, she thanked all the people that helped her create the video. And then she got all gushy over Travis Kelce, of course. So she recalled finishing each take of the video and hearing somebody cheering in the studio. That person, of course, was Kelce. She also said that everything this man touches turns to happiness and fun and magic. So I want to thank him for adding that to our shoot. Of course, he was not there to hear the speech live, but the audience all, cheered with excitement. So there you have it. That's cute, right? So one of the many side effects that comes along with being a pro athlete is dealing with fans when you're out in public. And for Lewis Hamilton, those interactions can occasionally get kind of dangerous because he is actually set to appear on today's episode of Hot Ones. And they released a teaser for the episode. And in it, he revealed that random people will pull up next to him at stoplights and challenge him to a race.
What did she say that you're laughing about?
What is happening? You're like in tears over here, laughing hysterically. What
phrase
did she
use?
No, nothing. These two are passing notes in class.
Yeah, so you're texting each other.
Yes, that's a great way to put it, Greg. We got caught by the teacher.
So now you
got
to read it aloud. What did Tom text you?
Yeah, exactly. Would you like to share it with the class?
No, thank you.
Lewis
Hamilton.
I'll
take detention.
On Lewis Hamilton, of course
that's
people try to race him.
Too.
They're still going.
Get out of here.
Heather, I was paying attention to
Thank
your news.
You.
I get why people want to race the race car
too.
Driver.
Yes. Connor Stallions, let's talk about him. Oh. He is still a hardcore Michigan football fan. And even though he resigned from his off-field analyst job, basically after being outed as the ringleader for the whole sign-stealing scandal, he says that he wants to coach at Michigan again and feels he has support to one day return. Yeah.
Well, Johnny helped him win all those games. You think they'd like him?
Oh, my goodness.
Is, of course, as you know, acting as the head football
coach. Tell me you have no touch with reality without actually saying it.
No, he said. Well,
yeah, he said
I know,
it. Yeah.
I know. But yes, he says that, yes, there's people that are like backing him up and that you know people are cheering for him.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, right.
Jon Bon Jovi saved a woman's life. He was actually filming a video on a bridge in Nashville. This happened Tuesday night, and he noticed this woman was standing out on the ledge in despair, looking like she was ready to take her own life. He was able to go over to this woman, convince her not to jump, and then helped her off the ledge. He apparently has crisis training because of his foundation, his JBJ Soul Foundation. He deals with people facing hunger and homelessness, and he knows how to talk with them. So he was there. The fire department praised him and basically said, you know what? You are a hero.
That's a great story.
Did you hear the story about Joe Buck and his wife?
So fill in the details.
Oh my God.
Because this is one of those, you see the headline and I know
ouch.
So his wife, Michelle, had to undergo surgery after she was involved in a golf mishap involving her husband. So turns out he actually accidentally drove a golf ball into her ankle. Mm. And on Wednesday, she shared a video on her social media trying to explain kind of what happened. It was actually him sharing the story, said that they went on a quick getaway with some downtime to go enjoy some golf. And they were like wrapping up their golf game. He was about to tee off and she was doing a handstand.
What?
That's how apparently this is something she does.
She just does handstands.
Frequently.
A very fitness enthusiast.
Yes.
Fine. Maybe that's your thing. Why in any way in the line of his shot.
Mean, unless I didn't listen to the video, I'm reading the audio, like reading what he said. So unless I'm taking this wrong, he said that that's something that she has been known to do throughout the relationship. Handstands.
Randomly do handstands?
Anyway.
On a golf course?
Nailed her ankle. It was shattered and her tibial nerve was severely damaged as well. She's tried other things to, you know, heal. Nothing's really worked. So she has decided to undergo surgery to speed up the healing process.
So what really happened? Because this doesn't make any sense. She's doing a handstand.
Did you read it? Did you see it's the video? So did you read about it? Am I like...
No, I'm not saying you're reporting the news incorrectly. I'm saying I don't believe that that's what happened. That seems so ridiculous that she's doing a handstand in the line of his drive.
Like, I'd like to read this quote if I can. Yeah. If I can find it. He called it a freak accident, but I swear he said it was just like something that... Oh, right here. Michelle has been known to do headstands during the course of our courtship and marriage. She happened to be doing a handstand at that exact moment.
But the better question is, like, where was she standing or headstanding, handstanding? Like, was she, like, I mean...
Be behind the guy teeing off. Right. RIP to that ankle. That sounds painful.
Yeah, super painful. Yeah. Finally, Tyreek Hill says that he could have handled himself better during his whole traffic stop on Sunday. I think we all agree to that. He spoke with reporters on Wednesday, and he basically said that he wishes he could have done things a bit differently, including leaving that window down when the officers instructed him to do so.
Makes sense to me.
Yep.
And that's Heather with the news. AJ Hinch on the Red Hot Tigers next, 97.1.